Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Hump day?
It is, in fact, hump day.
It's May.
It's amazing how quickly the weeks speed by when you're busy. God, I hate being busy. Hey, Celebrity Trash brought to you by Bad Advice. Secret Show's coming back, people. Send us your problems. We would love to pick them apart, hold them up to the light, turn them upside down, look at them from every angle.
Got a great one yesterday. I was laughing my ass off.
Oh, really? Oh, so would you guys please set up the folder so I can start reading
those?
Yeah,
we'll do that.
I like
we'll
to prepare those.
I'll do it
today. I like to know.
Yeah.
I like to pre-think my advice.
It just got straight to raunchy, like immediately.
Oh, well, that's what the secret show is. Like, I mean, at its heart, to look a little raunch is what we're looking for.
Yeah,
here.
Some people just go straight there.
It's not a show for prudes.
Well, how many times they've arrived and whatever.
If we were doing the secret show right now, you could actually say.
Yeah, things,
yeah.
Stuff.
This
like
show's
that.
Dirty. Listen, if you like the Sarah and Vinny show and you're like, oh, it's so gentle and it's so nice and it's so family friendly. That is not what we're doing on
the
show.
It's not always dirty, though.
No, I'm not saying it always is, but there is swearing. We are not censoring ourselves. It's not.
True
it's
that.
A podcast, you know, so don't have it cranked up at work.
Yeah, it's not safe for work.
It's not safe for work. It's not safe for kids, but it is fun.
I think it's funny that there's sort of two types of listeners of The Secret Show, and one of the types is... Are they not talking about sex? Because they need to be talking about sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me write something to them that's about sex so they get back to sex.
Yes.
So it's very like...
I call those people the people who want to hear us talk dirty.
Right.
They just want to hear us talk dirty. And look, we'll do it, but we don't want to be, you know, we want it to come naturally.
The idea of balancing the show has always sort of been there. It's just there are people who pull it right back into the gutter each time.
That's right.
And sometimes it's me. I have to admit, there are times when I've, you know, been like, well.
Yeah, your work problem.
Right.
What about this? Have you ever tried doing this to your boss?
This right there.
Yeah, it's an HR nightmare. So please don't play it out loud at work.
Yeah,
and,
not safe for NS.
Right,
whatever.
NSFW. So if you are not familiar with The Secret Show, you're in for it. We hope that you'll listen, but don't feel bad if it's not for you. It doesn't even really mean you. I say it's not for prudes, but it's really just it will offend your sensibilities for some people. Other people are like eating it up. They don't even
but
want
listen,
to hear the
regular
show.
It doesn't cost anything.
It's free.
You can push play, try it. And by the way, try one, see how it goes. If that one's not good, try the next one. The next one might be exactly what you wanted.
Right.
So
they're
try
all
them.
Different. I mean,
and they're all free.
They are, Vinny. It's true. If you hear something you don't want to hear, turn that one off.
Can't go wrong with free.
No, I know. It's really true. Choices. It's nice to have choices. So The Secret Show is going to be on. We're going to start it with Fridays. And we're going to see how it goes. And this Friday is the first one. So if you have any problems or anything going on in your life, you feel like I could really use a bunch of strangers to talk about this. And it can be about sex, but it can be about anything. You know, I don't know. You got a bug bite that's infected and you really need us to tell you to go see a doctor. I don't know what you need. Whatever it is, we're here for you.
We get around. We got around. So we got some real life knowledge behind our nonsense.
That's true. You know, and the wisdom of our many years. Plus, we got young kids on the show and they can give you their perspective. We often have special guests on the show and, you know, fun visits from people. So it's you never know what you'll get with The Secret Show. We hope you'll check it out. And if you have a problem, a situation that you might need some bad advice on, Bryn@RadioAlice.com, B-R-Y-N, or Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Any of those really get to us. So yeah, set that folder up. I want to start reading them and preparing them. Yeah.
I'll get started on that.
Thank you.
We're doing a radio show right now. We're doing
back off,
I know. I'm just trying to remind you.
Hold your horses. We'll get on with that. Just told you.
It's not happening fast enough for me.
You're in the middle of a break right now. What are you going to do? Go read it right now?
Well, maybe. What if we did one live and show people how fun they are? Why are you taking that option away from me? All right. We're going to start with Bennifer.
Oh.
That would, of course, be, and not Jennifer Garner. That would be Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck. And Jennifer Lopez, look, when it comes to the situation, whose take are we really waiting to hear? It's Matt Damon's. We want to know.
Oh,
what Matt
Jesus.
About
I thought
it.
You were going to say from one of them. But you're okay. Sure.
No.
His buddy. All right.
I am overjoyed to report that Matt Damon has spoken. He was asked about this on yesterday's Today Show. First question, by the way, out of the gate. Mm-hmm.
There's not enough liquor in the world for you to get me to say something about that.
All right, we let him off the hook.
I hope it's true. I love them both. I hope it's true. That would be awesome.
Oh.
Hopes it's true. You know, he has this look on his face, and actually Bryn shortened that because there's a lot of, you know, chick voices.
Cackling.
Giggling. And right. Mm-hmm. Which is fine. They're, you know, they're journalists. I'm sure they were thrilled to ask that question. He gave an honest take, and it does look like he knows maybe a little more, but maybe I'm reading into that, you know. They are great friends. Mm-hmm. But Matt Damon hopes that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are back together, and I think that's really
Matt Damon.
I think he for sure knows. That's like his best friend. He for sure knows. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but grown-ups and best friends, like you have, they both have a million things going on.
They're very
on.
Busy.
And guy best friends cannot, like, I don't talk to Jason Sisko or Billy for weeks, and then we're right where we were,
sure.
You know,
pick
the second
right
we pick up the phone. So that's dudes. They're just
like, right. We like to think that they're best friends and they talk on the phone every day, and
well,
they probably do
breakup.
Text each other.
He went through a breakup.
That's
so he,
true.
So he seems a little lonely.
But look, I'll tell you this. I don't see. Let me rephrase that. I'm not surprised by it at all. We have people we're familiar with in life that people were comfortable with. If you find yourself in that situation where you're both single again and maybe the situation, the timing is better, maybe they're both like, man, the timing's just right this time. And we're
Let's
both
just see
mature
what
enough to handle the fuss around it maybe
We've
better.
We've grown. We both have families. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be any pressure for kids.
And we both know what we like, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yep, I right. sure do.
That man. One thing.
That yeah. one. Doing that thing you do. A-Rod. Has,
now, there's the guy who's got to be raw about everything. Like, that
he
sucks.
He seems okay. I will say that he was in some kind of meeting outside a Miami restaurant. He's coming out of this meeting or... I don't know. Maybe he dresses in a suit for lunch. I don't know. But he comes out, and of course, the paparazzi's there waiting for him. You got to love the paparazzi. Like, I really actually love listening to the dumb questions that they shout. And see if you can make out what he says here in answer to their Bennifer questions.
Do you know they were in Montana together?
Did you hear that?
I heard him say
windy.
Something. I
he
don't
said,
know.
He said, go Yankees.
Oh, all right.
Which... could be a reference to the fact that he's a Yankee.
Maybe the guy was wearing a Yankees hat.
Maybe. And that, you know, I was thinking more it was like a little bit of shade on Ben because Ben's a Sox fan.
Oh. Oh, very well done.
Famously
okay,
have a
sure.
rivalry. I don't know, though. He might have just said, go Yankees. You're right. The guy could have had a Yankees cap on and we couldn't see him because he's a paparazzi. You don't see those
right.
guys. So it's not clear if it was meant to shade, but I'd like to think it was because that's who I am.
Well. That's what we do.
Yeah, I want to see a little conflict. I got no job if there's no conflict. What's happening with that guy? Okay, this it's a lot. I had this yesterday, and I just know this is going to take us a few minutes to get through. So I just didn't have time for it yesterday. Tom Arnold is Tom Arnold. He's a television star. He was married to Roseanne for many years. beyond that, I don't know that much about his personal life. He's
we've had him on. I think he's funny and
nice
also
enough guy. Sure,
like weirdly, awkwardly hyperactive and somehow has ridden his marriage to Roseanne to he's still a celebrity.
Yeah, he had a didn't he have a sitcom on for a while? And I mean, he's got
anyway, what about him? What did he do now? What's his deal?
This story is actually not totally about him, although he's involved in this. Mm-hmm. He has a sister named Lori Arnold. Mm-hmm. And she has a show too. She's got a show because she was at one time known as the Queen of Meth. She was in the Midwest. She was a huge meth dealer. She spent like 15 years in prison. Then she cleaned up her act, and now there's a show on Discovery Plus called Queen of Meth. And there's
about his sister.
About her. So now they're doing a show. Tom is trying to get a scripted series about his sister, Lori Arnold, going. Of course, he'd like Margot Robbie to play her. He says, she'd be great to play my sister because she's a badass, and so is Lori. I can see her doing a total transformation similar to what Charlize Theron did in Monster. I think he's calling his sister ugly. So he wants to do a series or a movie about Lori's life. There's actually a trailer. Is this a trailer for the show Queen of Meth on Discovery Plus?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a little taste of what this show is all about.
I'm a material technician. The money I make a week, I used to make that in a few minutes. Even though it was 30 years ago, I'll always be remembered as the Queen of Meth. The first time I took speed, I was 14, and it was with my mom. Boredom, loneliness. When you do the drug, all that disappears.
Lori was truly a kind of a pioneer, moving upwards of 10 pounds.
Oh, can we? Yeah, Vinny's asking for it to be turned up.
Oh, do you want to up?
Just a little bit. Yeah, the volume.
Sure. It was too easy.
Like the people that created the tech world in Silicon Valley, his sister created the meth world.
Iowa stands for I Only Want Amphetamines, and she put the name on the marquee.
Men don't respect women. Run is I had a lot of power. I got money now. I need to do something with it.
He was very generous with helping people out.
It was almost like a Robin Hood scenario, but it was destroying our community. The first time I tried it, I'm like, well, it's pretty good, so I want my friends to share it with me. It wasn't like...
Did you want to say something, Sarah?
Well, I feel like I don't want to necessarily play the whole trailer, but right. if you we're gonna put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
That was interesting though. I'm usually one of the first ones to go like, we can't play this whole thing, but that I couldn't that. I'll watch that.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, apparently it's already on. It's a show called Queen of Meth on which I just did not know anything about Tom Arnold's family, I guess.
Yeah, me
she
either.
Started doing meth with her mother or speed, I guess.
Well, so that's I don't know anything about this lady, but I do know you make meth. Like, you make it. And if you watch Breaking Bad,
you need someone to create it, right?
You can make it. If you know how to cook that stuff, and people do, you can make it. And so she must have figured out how to do that.
They're grinding it up, though. Like, I don't know what I thought about it. I guess I thought you smoked it or something, because they're snorting it. It looks like cocaine.
Meth, when I saw it as a young man, like in my teens, was... You sniffed it. You smelled it.
So it looked like
it looked
what
like
they're
coke,
showing
except
there.
Except it was maybe I did it twice. But one little teeny speck, right? Like a little teeny speck is a lot. You wouldn't do, like, you know, if you've ever done coke, people do a whole line of that stuff. And then 20 minutes later, they need another one.
Right.
This stuff is super potent. Barely use any. And it also... stings like a
I hear it's painful.
So it's something about the I don't know, that's harsh chemicals. It's,
it digs right into you and gets into the bloodstream.
Going in.
I would, you know, you see enough stuff about meth makes me think that there's just no way you'd ever. The problem is drinking. People are drinking, and everything sounds like a great
idea.
That's
how I ended up trying it. I never, ever liked uppers, but whenever I did them, it was because I'd been, and obviously I have a drinking problem, so, you know, that was...
the gateway drug.
Hello.
Alcohol, right.
Well, you know, I mean, there I am always drunk, so anything that comes
what
around.
What are we doing? Yeah, that sounds
like
a good idea. Not just a good idea, a great idea.
It looks
even.
Like right. There's three episodes already out.
Okay.
So is this a fairly new thing? Because I had never even heard of this. I feel like I would have heard it.
Yeah, they came out on May 7th.
All right, so if you're just joining us, here's the deal. Tom Arnold, the actor and the ex of Roseanne Barr, he has a sister named Lori Arnold. She was known years ago as the queen of meth. She was at one point she was earning like $200,000 a week just selling meth and ruining towns. As that one lady pointed out, she's like, she was like the Robin Hood. She was giving a lot of this money away, but she was ruining whole communities in the process.
Well, people who are into that stuff also, because they start to run out of money, start stealing. So you've got this weird cycle happening probably in a little community where they're like, yeah, that's great. She's giving money back into the town, but all the people who who buy her stuff are stealing all our stuff in order to be able to fund their habit.
So her name is Lori Arnold. She's got a show on Discovery Plus called Queen of Meth. The trailer is, it really is one of those ones you start watching and you're like, what? Mm-hmm. And she's clearly a character.
Trailer's up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Thank you. And Tom Arnold, her brother, the famous Tom Arnold, is trying to get a scripted series about her going, and he wants Margot Robbie to play her.
Margot Robbie? Yeah.
Well, if you know, the quote I gave you earlier in the I think it's the funniest thing, because he's basically saying, my sister's a... is ugly.
A monster.
She's not ugly, but she's super salty. I mean, she's not living the spa lifestyle. Right.
Mm-hmm. She's not living the spa lifestyle. Well said, Vincent. Mm-hmm. She's pretty much the other end of the spectrum from the spa lifestyle.
Right.
So we got to get Margot Robbie out of the spa and into the sty, I guess. So there you go. Tom Arnold's sister was a major Midwestern drug dealer called the Queen of Meth, and I did not know that. And finally, I guess I'll end with this. Bob Baffert, if you'd ask me, he's the trainer for Medina Spirit.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes, I know that guy.
He is everywhere right now. This is the guy who needs to stop talking, let the people do their investigation. Talk to the people to whom this might be pertinent information, right? Yesterday, we heard that he said the horse is being canceled by all the woke people, which, no. And then he said a groom took some cough syrup and then peed on the horse's hay, and then the horse ate the hay, and that's how the steroids got into his system. And today, he's saying, we were doing antifungal meds on Medina Spirit, who won the Kentucky Derby. Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit was treated with an antifungal ointment containing the steroid betamethasone, and that may have caused the horse to fail a post-race drug test, according to Bob Baffert, who's just, I'm doing anything I can to keep
to get to the bottom of it.
Good for him. Isn't that his quote?
Like
I got to get to the bottom of this.
He's gonna get those guys that did something to.
I'm gonna catch those criminals if it's the last thing I do.
Right, exactly.
It's very O.J. Simpson of him. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this.
I don't know about those guys.
Baffert said, "So this Bob Baffert guy, who is he's everywhere. He's like, I saw him in an interview on like Fox and Friends or something. I like, okay, buddy, you should hush your mouth."
Well, isn't horse racing, and look, I've been to the races at Del Mar. We used to go all the time in the summer, but I believe it's really a sport of the rich people, right? I mean, people who own horses, they're millions of dollars invested in that.
There are certainly many tiers. There's very low-level racing. And then
the Kentucky Derby is the highest
Derby
possible
is the
level.
The absolute peak. So this is a guy, look. If they strip this win from him, he's ruined as a trainer. He's the guy who dopes his horses. Mm-hmm. You know, they say a lot of this stuff is just rampant in especially in the lower levels, but even as you get up to the higher levels, these people, there's huge money, and it's not just the money that they win from the races. It's the stud fees. It's these horses' balls that right. are the important thing, because people will pay so much money. You can't believe what a stud fee is on a big name horse. And they make that stuff. I don't know if you guys know how male junk works.
No.
But they make it. They just keep making it and making it. Mm. You can have so much of it.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Like, doesn't
I'll explain Seabiscuit it to you on the secret have, show. Like,
doesn't Seabiscuit have some lineage out there still?
Offspring.
Yes. Yeah. Every winning stallion, mm-hmm. that is what they sell stock in these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it
like stored and distributed? Or
yes.
Probably.
People buy it and inseminate their mares with it, and then so that they can have a winning racehorse. I mean, that's where you could win $1 million in that, but that's three stud fees for some of these big horses.
Mm.
It's incredible. Incredible. Anyway, he doesn't want that to happen. He doesn't want to get stripped, so he's looking at antifungals now. That's what it was. It was 21 picograms of the antifungal. We're going to see what happens with that second half of the test. Anyway. Bob Baffert. Keep your eye on him. He's shady. What's coming up, Ben?
bad news for Oakland.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What?
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.